Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, co-host Hollywood is out on assignment, and we're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. We've got a great show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of our sponsors that make this show possible. And they are the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, the Charlie Wilson Agency, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Daphne's hottest place for chow, the waterfront restaurant at number one Yacht Club Drive, and the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers, as well as Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and they'll be on board with us here tonight. And I'd like to thank all of you and our sponsors for all that you do, because without your support, we wouldn't be able to be here. Now, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so join the discussion on Facebook or follow Cal on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And coming up later on SBN, we will speak with Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. He'll get us up to speed on developments out at Serenity. We'll also be joined by one of our Legal Eagles from Gardberg and Kimberly, and the chairman of a big veterans event that's going on here in a couple of weeks, Miss Jennifer Bird, and she will fill us in on a tasteful event that's coming along with what we were just talking about, and you don't want to miss that at all. And my tirade tonight will be sympathy for the devil, and you don't want to miss that either. But first, it's always great to be joined on SBN by a great patriot and supporter of SBN from the gastrointestinal empire that started with a sandwich, Sweetness himself, Mr. Nick DeMario. Nick, you on board with us, Big Daddy? Thank you for joining us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right. We really appreciate all that you and Pete do, man, for our veterans and all of our first responders. I'll tell you, it's people like you and in your organizations that kind of help keep us moving forward.
Yeah, it's one of those things that are very near and dear to myself and Pete. We're working on this big event that we're having at the waterfront called the Warrior Legacy Ranch that we're doing with the Baldwin County Home Builders Association, building a ranch out there in Robertsdale with Patrick Jump for the veterans and places that they can go if they're in distress or just to have some camaraderie with their fellow brothers, and we got this big event on May 15th.
Man, what in the world? What's going on with that? How is that going to work?
So the event is going to be a fundraiser. You can go on Facebook and go to the waterfront, and there'll be a QR code, and you can actually buy a ticket, a VIP, or you can buy a corporate table. The event's going to be starting at 5:30, we're going to have a VIP with Murder Point oysters and Bullet Bourbon Rye. We'll be giving away the Veteran of the Year, the second annual Veteran of the Year this year. We'll be raising the flag, and we'll have live music and a killer, killer dinner.
Awesome.
And we're doing a raffle, a pot of gold, which the prizes are, you can buy as many tickets as you want for $25 a piece, and there'll be prizes that could go all the way to a case of steaks to 4 or 5 cases of Bullet Bourbon.
Woo! Unbelievable. Now, well, to be there and participate in that, do you have to buy a ticket for that event? You just can't come in and eat?
Yeah, so it's a closed event, and you can either buy a general admission, or you can buy a VIP, or if you have a business or you want to buy a corporate table, you can do that as well. I mean, we're actually in the process of getting a few sponsors, so if you're interested in help sponsoring this event for the Warrior Legacy Ranch, please contact me directly. Nick DiMario, nick@paninipeets.com. I'd love to talk to you about it. It's just for an unbelievable cause. You, Tom, you actually introduced this to Patrick Jump about 6 months ago.
Right.
And the Baldwin County Home Builders Association has got behind it, and it's just going to be an unbelievable project.
Well, it is.
A veteran.
Patrick is a disabled Marine that's has had the desire and would. Considering all of the things that he's went through and things that he saw and the condition that he's been in over the years and he's trying to overcome or has overcome. And then his buddies and being able to get together and establish that camaraderie, I would easily say that just the time that they were able to get together and having to buy a high dollar event for them to be together with their wives and all, it probably saves some lives, and I know it saves some marriages. So, and that's the vein that he's taking this in, and he's moving forward with it, to try to keep somebody from one of these vets, whether it be Marines or whatever, to keep from taking their lives, in which we, you know, we're still doing, they say in 22 a day. I would feasibly think that it could be higher, but also the state of Alabama is number one in suicides for veterans. And there's just no damn need for that. That's just wrong. So he stepped up with an idea and on and actually purchased the property to put this facility. So it's just really an awesome endeavor to see guys like yourself that have the clout and the expertise to make this stuff happen. So on behalf of a lot of our vets, brother, I appreciate it.
Well, we're asking everybody. I want 200 people to buy tickets. I want those big companies out there to buy corporate tables. Well, at the end of the day, I'm looking for a pot of gold to be able to give to that ranch, to be able to get them all the things they need.
Well, you know, and when you right now, it is a bare piece of ground. It has been cleared and ready to start production on or start construction on. Anything that is done and any dollar that's donated. And, you know, I think he's a 501c as well. So I'm sure that you could work something out there where companies that make these donations could write it off, you know.
May 15th starts at 5:30. Go on to Waterfront's Facebook page. You'll see the QR code. Get your tickets now. They're ready to go. Need you. The vets need you.
All right. And you know, this being a vet being put on it, it's the most beautiful waterfront restaurant that we have on Mobile Bay now. It's just unbelievable. If you haven't been over there.
Waterfront's been nominated 3 times this year for the Nappies for one of the best waterfront properties and voted by AL.com as one of the top 5, including Sunset Point. So
holy
we got
cow.
A great crew with Corey and her team, and we're starting some live music out there on Saturdays. And opening up that outside bar, and it's the best sunset anywhere.
Man, I tell you what, that outside bar, I saw that over there. We was there Sunday afternoon after lunch, and sitting out on that back patio and back porch was just unbelievable. It was awesome. You had the fans working and the air was moving around. And not only was that great, but the food was unbelievable.
Absolutely. Well, we hope everybody will come and support the Warrior Legacy Project team. Please get your tickets. We need your help.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on board, Nick. We appreciate what you're doing for our veterans, sir.
All right, man.
All right. And as always, you can visit thecolorbuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, we will have Miss Jennifer Bird from Guardburg and Kimberly.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And it's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by a great patriot and one of our legal eagles from the law firm of Guardburg and Kimberly, Ms. Jennifer Bird. Jennifer, thank you for joining us tonight, and you've got a couple events that you need, one big event, and you're going to split it up, so it'll actually wind up being two events. Give us a little insight on what you guys have got going on.
That is absolutely right, and I got to tell you, I'm so privileged to be a part of the South Alabama Veterans Council Armed Forces Day this year. It's May 17th at the Battleship, and it is going to be fantastic, and quite honestly, Armed Forces Day is about some very specific things. It's recognizing the bravery and the sacrifice of our military members. It helps promote unity between military branches. And it's a way for us to express the gratitude and support for the military. But the biggest thing for me is it brings citizens closer to the military, especially our young people, because they need to understand what the military stands for and what a lot of you guys that have served have been through and the guys that are serving now. And you know this, Tom, you know, I'm a Blue Star mom. My son's active duty right now. And Armed Forces Day is for people just like my son and
right.
people like you that
right.
have served. So I'm just so privileged to be a part of it. So it's Armed Forces Day celebration. It's going to be May 17th at the Battleship. And we have so many things going on and we have a lot of fun stuff. So it starts at 8:30 a.m., and it's going to be from 8:30 to 9:30, we're going to have VSOs, Veteran Service Organizations. We're going to have vendors that are going to be there. And it's an expo for people to walk through, look at some of the different things that people can offer for veterans, how they can help them. But then our main ceremony starts at 9:30, and that's our Armed Forces Day ceremony. That'll be from 9:30 to 10. At 10 o'clock, of course, a very, very important thing is our Gold Star ceremony. And the Gold Star families are those who have had to endure the sacrifice of their loved ones in the line of duty. And that's a very important ceremony. I love it. At 10:30 that day, everybody will move out of the buildings at the Battleship and move outside, because we're going to have the Silver Wings parachute jump and a Black Hawk display. And I'm going to tell you right now, anybody that's listening, if you have not seen the Silver Wings parachute group that are out of, I believe they're out of Fort Moore in Georgia.
Right.
They are absolutely amazing.
Oh,
and
it's
they
awesome.
Just,
oh,
it,
yeah.
it is awesome. Now, you've seen them before, right, Tom?
Yes, I have. I never did like the idea of jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, but those guys seem to enjoy it, so go for it, you know. But it's really neat to see them come down and how they control those parachutes and all and land in a Pacific area.
And they make it look so easy.
Oh, I know.
And it's
I know.
Not. It's
yeah.
so difficult. And then they land and they're laughing and happy, and it's just, man, I can't believe this.
And you get a chance to talk to some of those guys, and they're just awesome, too. What personalities.
Yes, exactly. But then, of course, at 11 o'clock is something that, and this is the thing that I'm heading up for the South Alabama Veterans Council this year. I'm so excited. We're having an MRE cook-off, which... It's open to the public. Anyone can have a team. But I will say, I think some of you military and veterans guys may have a leg up.
Right. Yeah. It seems like we had something to do with MREs, you know, and C rations in my day.
Well, and see, for me, that's one of the things that I want people to understand is that MREs are, for you guys, they're the main operational food rations for the United States Armed Forces. And, I mean, honestly, it came from, and this is before your time, so the C rations and K rations World War II. And it just kind of evolved until, you know, some of our guys, and I've heard stories, like from my brother, he served a couple of tours in Iraq with 101st Airborne, talking about eating the MREs and stuff. So this event is going to be fun. We're going to have a DJ out there. It's going to be only 25 teams. So first thing, people need to get registered because it's going to go really quickly. And I know as you're our commandant for our PL Wilson Marine Corps League, I know that we're going to have a team. So
we will.
Teams are starting to roll in.
Yeah, y'all come on out and try to beat the Jarheads.
Yeah, exactly.
Our Jarhead cooking team.
That's going to be interesting. I will say this. Where people need to go is to the South Alabama Veterans Council website. So it's savc.info. They can click on events, and it has the Armed Forces Day there. And you can just click on MRE registration. You can actually do your registration and pay and do everything online. And actually, I think you did it for our Marine Corps League. It's pretty easy, right?
It is, yeah. We went in and paid with Venmo.
Yeah, and it's $50 per team. So if you've got and it's only four persons team. Let me back up. You can have as many people on your team as you want, but only four people under the tent at a time.
Right, yeah.
So if you're going to have just a four-person team, you know, $12.50 a piece for a team.
Right.
And we've got some good prizes. I'm pretty excited about it. One of the best things for me is that we're going to have judges from our local
culinary chefs are participating, yes.
Right, which, you had Nick on the last on the last session. Chef Nick DiMario is going to be one of ours. Of course, everybody knows Panini Pete. They are actually business partners. Pete's going to be one of our judges. Mr. Albert Wingfield, who, number one, is a chef, but he also is a United States Marine. He is going to be one of our judges.
Sausage Q, barbecue man. Yeah,
Sausage Q. And Chef Frankie Little, he owns Roosters. He's going to be a judge. Chef Tony Sawyer from Bob's Downtown. And then Kelly Finley is going to be one of our judges as well. And I'm really
agitator.
Excited that Kelly is.
She'd just be a good agitator, that girl.
Well, look, Kelly's one of our associate members on Marine Corps.
Oh, yes. I give her fits all the time.
Importantly, yes, I love her. I love all of these guys. Yep. I think they're going to be. And when I say guys, I include Kelly because, you know, that's
the way I am. Yeah.
But we have a great group of judges, and I'm very, very excited for it. So just, you know, a few little things that people need to know. They've got about 45 minutes to cook. And what we're going to do is we're going to stagger the event start. So like every 15 minutes, we'll have three different groups and we'll start them. And really, all they really need to do is make sure they have a tent for themselves.
Right.
They do have to have a table because they're going to end up needing it. They'll have to have a first aid kit, which, you know, you can buy that at Walmart. Most people have those already. And they have to have a fire extinguisher that's not expired just because, you know, we're going to have some rules. Otherwise, all of our rules are on the website. You can see them. They have a pantry, so they will be able to bring a few things that they can use, like some butter, flour, some cream, stock, whatever herbs they want. Here's the big thing, though. They're going to get three surprise MREs. They're not going to have an idea of what it is.
Right.
And our whole thing for this is you get what you get, you don't pitch a fit.
Right.
So that's the way it's going to go. It's kind of like when you guys are out in the field and you get an MRE.
Hey, that's the way it is with us. Yeah. I don't stop you from trading it or something if you wanted to, I would guess.
Right, exactly. So it's going to be, we'll hand them, and I haven't decided if we're going to do it in boxes or bags, but either way, we're going to hand them this little container, and then when it's their time for their team to start, they'll be able to open and see what MREs they have.
Oh, that's cool.
And each team, it's going to be fun. Each team's going to have one main entree, so they don't have to do a bunch of different things. So our six judges will be split up into two teams, and they won't know which one's going to judge them. They have to do a presentation plate for the entree, and that's something that the FAVC is going to supply. And then we're going to also supply the tasting plates with covers. Those are the things that go to the judges so they can see how everything tastes. And we've got, like I said, some good prizes. Best overall prize will go to one team. And then you have first, second, and third places for best in taste, best in presentation, and best in creativity. And then I got to say, this is my favorite award. It's the best out of the MRE bag award. And really what that's going to be, it might be the most awful dish that somebody makes. It may be the craziest thing that you think of, because you gotta think you're limited when it comes to MREs, right?
You know what we call that? Dead ass last.
That's good, Tom. I love it. the whole thing is meant to be fun, and it's meant to bring people out so that they can see just a little bit of what our military does. I will say for the public, they're not going to have to taste any of these things. Our judges, hopefully, will have some good dishes. Maybe not. We'll see. But for our public, we're going to have food trucks out there. There's going to be a lot of fun things to see. So we want everybody to come out, go to our vendors' booth, see what our VSOs have out there.
Good questions. Okay.
Get some yummy food. Yeah, we've got some good food trucks going to be out there. I'm telling you, every time we have a meeting about this and they start talking about the food trucks, I get a little hungry.
People
need to come out and get some of that and watch the event.
All right.
And watch the Silver Wings get dinner.
Where do they find it on the internet so that they can join?
Okay. SAVC.info, click events, and register for the MRE cook-off. And you better hurry up. We only have 25 teams that can do it.
There you go. Thank you so much, Jen.
Open to the public.
All right, Jennifer.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. Y'all take care. Bless you, bro. All right,
bye-bye.
Yes, and welcome back. And that brings us to the close of this segment, and we'll be back shortly.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, The Voice of the Veterans for Veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing shots heard around the world on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Tom Claxton, co-host Hollywood is on assignment. Hell, he's just AWOL. But we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ms. Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive, the Charlie Wilson Agency, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. And I'd say it's a real privilege for us to have this gentleman on board with us here, Mr. Bill Clark with Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens. Bill, welcome back to SBN, and thank you for your service to our veterans and our military. You guys and your people and your crews at Serenity just are doing an unbelievable job for us. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be with you all, you guys again. I just got back from Washington, D.C.
Ooh, okay.
Took my wife to see the changing of the guard. She had never seen that before.
Oh, man, that's a very moving
experience for
that's
her.
That's a tearjerker there, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. And saw the sights there, met Sean Hannity at a restaurant, and real nice guy.
Cool, okay.
Yeah, so
I thought he lived in Florida, man.
Well, I think he's everywhere.
Undoubtedly he is, yeah.
Yeah, right. We go up there every year for National Funeral Directors.
Okay.
I'm currently serving as president of the Alabama Funeral Directors Association.
Well, that's awesome. They picked a good gentleman. Yeah.
Well, you know, what do they say? A blind hog gets the aching every now and then.
Hey, man, even a herd's got a leader.
Yeah. But how you been?
We've been doing fine, but you guys... I understand y'all been going through a bunch of renovations out there. What y'all doing?
Yes, we finally, you know, it's like eating an elephant. You got to do a, you know, a bite at a time. But we finally got around to being able to renovate our chapel. You know, the funeral home was once the vault plant where we manufacture vaults. And in 1986, the founder, Don Palmer, decided to open up a funeral home. So he converted that building into the funeral home. The colors in 1986 were apparently peach and peach walls and blue carpet.
Yeah.
And so it didn't age well, to say the least.
Right.
So, yes, we have renovated. We took out the pews. There were old, you know, laminate pews that were chipped over the years through wheelchairs and walkers and what have not. And so, but anyway, we took out all the pews. We painted new carpet, new pews, real wood pews. And so we finally have the building about the way we want it now. We have kind of the last piece of the puzzle for us.
Have you got it open yet?
Today was the first service.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, we just got all the pews in, and so yes, today was the first service, and it was well received.
So I bet it was. We'll have to get out and see that. I know you guys had everything else that you had fixed and repaired or replaced around there or made additions to were just awesome, and it all has to go back with just making it a much better facility for all of our precious people that are passing on, and Lord knows it's kind of like it falling all around me, you know. But anyway, yeah. I'm glad I'm still standing, but. But you know, they deserve respect, and especially we would work with our veterans so close and all out there at those funerals. So, we're just still, amazed at the services that you guys render to our veterans. And, we never hear anything bad, back our disgruntled people because, you guys, you know, y'all just, you do things different, and I think that's awesome too. You're not an out of town corporate deal, like we're running into at a lot of these other facilities, and you have some personality there. So that's neat, and we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, Tom, you know I've kind of been around the block, as they said. Used to run corporate funeral homes, and
you've been there.
You know, it is a joy for Serenity not to be corporate,
right?
And so, but that you know we love outreach of to our veterans. Our staff they're there because they want to be there, and I could usually go into a place pretty quick and determine who was there for a paycheck and who was there because they wanted to be there.
Sure. Yeah,
and I'm proud to say that our directors have a servant heart. Our counselors have a servant heart.
Right.
And so it's it does make a difference.
Well, you know, and you just said something there, and guys like yourself and myself, I ran truck terminals for like 10, 12 years after I got out of the Marine Corps because I'd worked with a truck line prior to that, but I was in 7 different terminals in different management capacities over a 10-year period, and you get to where you look at things when you walk into a place and you just walk around, you know, be one of the guys, and you can pick up on so much, and you start reading the attitudes and the personalities of the people and seeing how they respond to other people, and also. I still look at stuff like that, and I'm seeing good things from you guys, man, and I'm very appreciative for what you do.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You know, but as I say, if you've been involved in a lot of management location facilities over the years, out of my 50 years and working with other people and working for people, it's you know, you know what you're looking at when you see it, so. But I can't believe that y'all redid all that chapel. But it really didn't look all that bad to me, you know. Not to some of the other places we go anyway.
Well, you know, of course, it is the largest chapel in of any funeral home in Alabama. But I'm gonna tell you that, like I said, the peach walls and the blue carpet.
Well, okay, all right.
age as nicely as is.
Well,
I think they had envisioned in 1986, but
right. Well, you know,
we went with more of a neutral color that looks great.
Well, let me ask you this: you're talking about the largest chapel. How many people is actually legal to put in there?
We can seat about 370.
Woo! But you know what? I've seen it full and running to overflowing.
Oh yeah, yeah. There are times that you have services that the Coliseum wouldn't hold. The numbers. So,
I know.
It's just part of life that I jokingly tell people that it doesn't matter what station in life you achieved. It doesn't matter what you did in your entire life. The size of your funeral is still going to be determined by the weather.
Right. That's so true. That is so true. You know, and we do a lot of ceremonies and military ceremonies, especially for Marines. And we fire a lot of the rifles doing the 21-gun salute. And, the weather has a lot to do with where we're firing up under the eave of a building or out at the cemetery, you know, by the plot or right outside of the building, then hurry back inside before you get too wet, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But as you say, it does, the weather does control most any funeral.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we certainly appreciate the volunteer groups that do come out to honor our veterans.
Post 250 does an awesome job, too.
250, VFW, Marine Corps League, all that is heartfelt.
Yes.
And, it's impressive when you see the military.
The
military, they have a job to be there, where the volunteers, they're there because they want to be there. It's heartfelt.
Right. Yeah, because none of us are getting paid for that, you know. All of these organizations and their funeral details, it's all volunteer. And we just feel like it. Our brothers and sisters in arms deserve that respect and pray that they give it to us when we're gone, you know?
Exactly. I heard a quote once that show me a nation that honors their dead even long after they're gone, and I'll show you a civilized nation.
Amen. Well, give us a little information about your phone numbers and websites and what have you.
Sure. They can go to SerenityFuneralHome.com, all spelled out. You can call us at 251-653-4781. Any of our counselors, any of our funeral directors will be more than happy to go over your options with services, with whether it be cremation or whether it be traditional burial.
Right.
And also bear in mind, we're one of the very few funeral homes in the Mobile area that have our own crematory on our premises.
Right, on site.
We do not send out to third parties like most. So rest assured that if you choose cremation, your loved one never leaves our care until the urn is returned.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Appreciate your insight.
Yes, sir.
All right. You
good
guys do an awesome.
You.
All right. Good talk with you, Bill. You guys do an awesome job. And on the other side, we'll get our tirade. But only three when
the
Green
Beret. The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
In all the faux outrage over the killing of the Iranian terrorist General Qasem Soleimani, you might have missed the fact that we lost two of our heroes in uniform this weekend. The two soldiers were killed when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan, where paratroopers assigned to the 82nd Airborne Division, the Defense Department announced this Sunday. The IED attack took place Saturday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province, which borders Pakistan to the south. Killed in the blast were Staff Sergeant Ian P. McLaughlin, 29, of Newport News, Virginia, and PFC Miguel A. Villon, 21, of Joliet, Illinois, according to a release. Both soldiers were attached to the 307th Brigade Engineer Battalion, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division, out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I hope that the irony of this event is not lost on the communist Democrats and Trump haters out there, that two members of the 82nd Airborne were killed just days after their fellow soldiers were deployed to Kuwait as part of our quick reaction force in response to heightened tensions with Iran, and they were killed by an IED, which was the calling card of murderer Soleimani. As I mentioned in last week's tirade on American First, McLaughlin, who joined the Army in 2012, leaves behind a wife and four children, while Villon joined in 2018 and survived by his mother and father. Now, I spent a fair amount of time trying to keep up with the news, especially when it comes to our military and veterans. Yet, I have not been able to find hand-wringing Chuck and Nancy or their Democratic communist thrones over the deaths of these two American heroes, which is a stark contrast to the beatification that the left wanted to bestow upon the very evil Soleimani. Even George Stephanopoulos, heartily conservative Trump supporter, felt the need to challenge the speaker on her support for the protesters in Iran trying to overthrow the hardline mullahs that have run that country since the 1979 takeover by Muslim extremists. Here is the Botox beauty in her own words from the ABC's This Week with Little Georgie.
We're seeing now demonstrations in the streets of Iran against the regime. Do you support those protesters, and would it be a good thing if they brought the regime down?
Well, the protesters are protesting, as I understand it, this brand of protesters, about the fact that that plane went down. And many students were on that plane, and these are largely students in the street. I think the Iranians should have not had commercial flights going off when there
was...
They're
calling at the regime for lying. They're saying death to Khomeini as well.
No, well, whatever it is. But the fact is this, there were protesters in the streets before against the regime. After the taking out of Soleimani, there were protesters in the street joined together, as you know, against us. That wasn't good. Taking down this plane is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and they should be held accountable for letting commercial flights go at a time that was so dangerous. But there are different reasons why people are in the street. Of course, we would love to see the aspirations of the people of Iran realized with a better situation there. But escalating the situation, unless we've exhausted every other remedy.
Which we haven't?
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. And if the first first action to be taken on the threat of... There are a lot of bad actors who are doing bad things and threatening bad things to us. We know that, Iran being one of them. And it being its proxies doing bad things to our interest throughout the world. But how do we deal with that in a way that calms rather than escalates?
Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone who has listened to SBN for a few minutes should know that I am no fan of Nancy Pelosi. I believe that she is a vapid hairhead whose Botox injections have seeped into her cranium. How she can think that her comments were in any way coherent are beyond belief. And yet, here she is, the third in line to the presidency, blathering on about just which protesters were out on the streets in Tehran, even though it was widely evident that they were shouting death to the regime and the current Ayatollah Khomeini. The fact that her greatest excuse for not coming out in support of those yearning for freedom under the dictatorial mullahs was that somehow she didn't have all of the facts further demonstrated her lack of intellectual honesty. Either she has failed to receive intelligence briefings that she is privileged to, or she was too busy hitting the cocktail fundraising circuit to remember. I mean, come on. At least Obama, Curry, and the Hildebeest blamed protests on a video that no one had ever seen in order to lie to the American people about Benghazi.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Reality is that she is so desperate to remove Trump from office that he could successfully overturn the Iranian regime and replace it with a peaceful democracy, that she would accuse him of stifling the religious freedom of the Islamic terrorist mullahs. Make no mistake about it. Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, the squad, and their ilk on the left have no real plan to improve America or promote safety and security in the world. All they care about in the end is power, their own damn power. They care not for the average men and women of this nation, even less for our men and women in uniform. They will stop at nothing to destroy this president and his legacy. The Russian investigation, the attacks on his family, the phony impeachment, the constant labeling of Trump as racist, bigot, homophobe, misogynist, and WASP, among other things, are evidence of their guttural, irrational hatred for a duly elected president. What is most galling is that every time they attack President Trump, they also attack each of the red-blooded patriots who support him. I believe that in their blind rage, they have allowed themselves to fall victim to the old axiom that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. This is certainly apparent in the ongoing story of Iran. In other words and actions, Speaker Pelosi and her communist-leaning drones have aligned themselves with the hardliner mullahs in Iran over the people seeking freedom, including patriots such as you and me. I only hope that they realize that they are laying down with the devil in the process, and that is a deal that hardly works out in your favor in the end. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. I guess you could say they have sympathy for the devil.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program. I enjoy doing that that tirade. It's a little bit most post-dated here, but it's all that stuff is still true, even though that happened a couple of years ago. So we keep bringing it on. But we talked to Ms. Jennifer Byrd a while ago about the Armed Forces Day celebration at the USS Alabama Battleship Memorial Park on May the 17th. That's a Saturday. It starts at 8:30 a.m. Come on out and see the VSOs and the other vendors that are there. And then the MREs, the Silver Wings parachute jump at 10:30. Then we'll have the MRE starts at 11, that cook-off. That'll be a blast. But I got Bill Clark back here with us with Serenity. And, Bill, one of the things that I wanted to ask you, Father, is about we talked about the fact that you have the crematorium on site. Don't you have a place where people can put those urns and have an individual service there?
Yes. We have a cremation garden probably unlike anything you'll see in the Southeast.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautifully landscaped where we brought in a horticulturist to design it where we have color year-round with the landscaping. But you have niche spaces, you have benches, you have different features where you can place an urn and have the nameplate that some of them can even be you can scan a photograph even and laser etch that photograph onto the granite faceplate.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome.
It's amazing. It's amazing what,
yes,
you know, what they can do nowadays. Mm-hmm. And right now, when someone selects a space in our Serenity Rest cremation garden, we waive the cremation price.
Mercy.
So the cremation is actually free when you select a space. And have you been out there since we opened or developed the military section of Serenity Rest?
No, I haven't. Garden? I haven't been there. Yeah,
it's beautiful. We brought in a huge granite feature that shows the branches of service medallion.
Awesome, yeah.
And so it's really nice.
Well,
it's
you're doing a great
honor to our veterans.
You're doing a great job out there, and I wanted to bring that forth there. But I appreciate you coming back on after the tirade, and
sure.
And help us close out the show. God bless you, brother, and all your people. Y'all doing such an awesome job. We're glad to have you aboard.
Well, thank you. Appreciate what you do for our veterans.
All right, brother, man. We're just trying. A country boy trying to make a living.
Yep.
But that brings us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for veterans. And we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show. And again, a huge thank you to all of our supporters and sponsors. And please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And remember, hero is not a four-letter word. Hoorah!